Have you ever felt out of control? Today is the last day as we look at the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And I want to start with meekness. The word meek often denotes one feeling weak or shy, introverted, but that is not what Paul was talking about when he was speaking about meekness. In the Greek language, and again I apologize for my terrible pronunciation of these Greek words, but the word meekness comes from the Greek word proutos, which depicts the attitude or demeanor of a person who is forbearing, patient, and slow to respond in anger. This is talking about a person who isn't weak, but who is controlled. That your meekness is a fruit that can manifest in those areas where people are very angry, out of control, and can be a healing balm in those situations. What a beautiful fruit to offer to somebody. And the last fruit that I want to talk about ties so closely with this, and that is temperance. The word temperance comes from the Greek words en and kratos. En meaning in, and kratos meaning power. And when these are put together, it literally means in control or denotes power over oneself. You know, in the world we have so many self-help programs on what to eat, what diets to do, what exercise programs we must do. And those are all great, but they rely on our self-effort. And I know personally that they only last as long as you are putting in that self-effort. And the moment you feel weak, it falls apart. But you know, you have a fruit that is inside of you, based on the Holy Spirit. And He says, I'm going to give you my fruit of self-control, that you can rely on me to bring a balance in your life, to say no to things that you shouldn't be having, and you can trust Him to grow this fruit in your life. These are two such powerful pictures of bringing peace into the world. When there's anger, when there's control, we can bring meekness and self-control into those around us. Won't you take time out today and allow this fruit to grow in your heart? Rely on the Holy Spirit. I want to close this week with 2 Peter 1, verse 3 to 8. It says, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have all these wonderful fruits inside of you. Go and use them. Go and be a blessing to those around you as you display Jesus and be Him in a skin to those around you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.